Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with A.J. Tarpoff talking VFDs in just a moment.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line and inline hay traders, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
VFD goes live in less than a month. 1st of January, veterinary feed directives will be needed if you're dealing with any sort of antibiotics in your feed. According to Extension veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, several questions are floating around that he's getting from livestock producers.
Well, one of the first questions that I typically get is, it's understanding, can I use one VFD authorization to shop around at multiple mills or distributors? And the answer is no. One VFD is written and it goes to one distributor. If you've already started to obtain feed from that distributor, that VFD is set. If you find a better price somewhere else, you know, that's understandable, but that VFD authorization actually has to be voided, okay? So it actually has to be closed, and you need to obtain a new VFD from your veterinarian in order to go to another mill to get a different price set.
According to Dr. Tarpoff, a VFD, a veterinary feed directive, is the orders coming from your veterinarian. It's almost like a prescription in some ways, in that it can be actually utilized over a period of time.
The VFD is an authorization over a period of time. Okay. Some of the products that we'll be using, the authorizations can be written for upwards to 6 months. And it's not realistic for a producer to have to buy 6 month supply all at one time. That's not practical, and we don't have to do that. Okay, so if your VFD authorization is in place for a particular product, you can make multiple purchases at that distributor over that 6 month period of time. So you're not limited that you have to, you know, stockpile or hold all this product all at one time, that you can actually make those purchases over time.
And Dr. Tarpoff says the key to a veterinary feed directive is to be proactive, not reactive, as you work with your veterinarian.
Unfortunately, producers can't purchase the feed if they don't have a VFD authorization in place. Yeah. So the biggest thing with that is being proactive. If you have a VFD authorization in place and all the paperwork is done, you've already had that communication with your veterinarian and it's understood how these products and when these products will be used, that can all be on file. You don't have to go pick up any feed. You don't have to make a purchase. But if you don't have that on file and an issue comes up, then you have to go through all the steps that you could have done proactively months before. It's really imperative that producers, veterinarians, distributors are all proactive about this, have the paperwork on file and in place and implemented. That way, whenever they need a medicated feed for, you know, treating some bovine respiratory disease, as an example, we don't know when that's going to pop up or when that's going to happen. But if we needed to use that product, the paperwork's in place. You can go to the mill, purchase the medicated feed, and we go about our business.
Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.